Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This was a song that James Taylor opened up with in concert Saturday night at the Smoothie King Center, and I really enjoyed being there. We're going to talk about the concert. If you were there, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Once again, another great phenomenon of people who used to go to concerts a long time ago still going to concerts. We'll be talking about that in just a few minutes. There's a blog that I wrote, posted on our website at WWL.com, which is a review of the concert. So we'll get to that in just a moment. I'm very sad to hear that former Secretary of State Colin Powell has passed away at the age of 84, complications from COVID-19. And Colin Powell, when he was the one who really convinced me that we needed to go to war in Iraq. And I think the Bush administration and Cheney was very much involved in that, conned him into believing that there were weapons of mass destruction there. I don't want to get serious here, but I just want to pay this tribute to Colin Powell. When Colin Powell went before Congress to make the case for us going to war, he was the most trusted man in America, according to polls. And I trusted him. Many of you trusted him. I think he was conned. And it's a shame because the George W. Bush administration used Colin Powell to convince the American people to go to war. Enough on that. Also, somebody else who passed away, Thelma Lou from The Andy Griffith Show. Thelma Lou, Betty Lynn, the actress. She passed away. She passed away in North Carolina, I believe. Yeah, in Mount Airy, North Carolina. She was still part of the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina, which is the town that Mayberry is modeled after. And I don't know whether you notice this or not, but at a time when men dominated, when the Andy Griffith Show was on television, think about this. The women that Andy dated, the woman that Barney dated, Thelma Lou, they all had their own houses. I mean, they had really nice homes. You know, Andy's living at his home with Opie and Aunt Bee, but poor Barney's living in a room. He doesn't have an apartment; it's a room. And you've got these women. I don't know what they. Well, Helen was a school teacher. I don't know what Thelma Lou did, but she had her own house. And so it was interesting if you look back on that, how the women were really very prosperous and the men were kind of struggling in a way. Also, if you're just tuning in, we talked about Coach Ogeron and his girlfriends and the fact that he is no longer going to be coach of LSU. So, you know, losing had something to do with it, but also apparently his lifestyle was not congruent with the standards at LSU. So he is out. He's still getting a $21 million buyout. So before he was a coach, a famous coach that was rich, now he's just going to be rich. So it's going to be interesting to see if he still has the same girlfriends. Maybe, maybe not. But, there's something about being famous that not everybody can deal with. Urban Meyer recently got caught with a girl grinding on his, 24-year-old girl grinding on his lap, and his hands were under her tushy. And what, he didn't think that was ever going to get out? I mean, you got to assume that if you're famous, somebody might be watching you. So we also talked about Councilman Jared Brissett. Once again, DWI, passed out in his car at a convenience store on Elysian Fields after he went to this Zulu picnic. Had to be a beautiful day for the picnic. And in the first hour, we were talking a little bit about drinking and driving. And somebody sent in a text and was critical of the people at the Zulu picnic that didn't that didn't help Jared Brissett by telling him not to drive. And, you know, we've all been around people who have been drinking a lot and appear to be really drunk. And we let them drive home. And maybe we should be a little bit more aware of that. If somebody's like really, really drunk, we should let them drive home. And, you know, a while back, I just, I just developed this this idea that I wasn't even going to take a chance because I'd done it in the past and was never caught, but I was ashamed of it and I was going to never do it again. So if I'm going out, if I'm driving, I'm not drinking. And it's really not that difficult to go out and have fun and not drink. You can still have a good time. And you actually remember it. And the people around you are fun to watch. Also, I took a drive down to Thibodaux. I was in Lafourche Parish yesterday with Amanda Shaw at the Bayou Relief Tour, which was in Assumption Parish in DePoyganville Saturday, and then in Thibodaux yesterday at the Thibodaux Family Church Center in Thibodaux. And she's offering free food and free advice from people like contractors and roofers and public adjusters and attorneys and children's hospitals there, with advice on how to cope with stress and anxiety through the storm and everything that's going along with this, all the tragedy. So free meals and free advice for everyone. And this is part of the Amanda Shaw Bayou Relief Tour. And then free music from Amanda Shaw. And so it's a win-win situation for everybody. And I posted a video on the website, WWL. It should be on WWL.com, also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. We had a nice conversation with Amanda right before she started performing. And she's going to do it again. The Bayou Relief Tour continues this coming weekend in two more parishes that were hit by the storm. So we'll be talking about that between now and Friday. We're going to talk about the James Taylor concert here in just a few minutes. Let's see, what else did I want to tell you? I guess that's about it. I guess that's it. We also talked about the all the trash that I saw, all the debris, the construction debris that continues to be building up. And I saw so many huge, huge piles along Highway 1, Louisiana 1, between Raceland and Thibodaux. And we talked to Parish President Archie Chasson a little while ago, and he said, look, he believes that the piles are getting bigger because there's just more stuff being added to them. But he believes that the state and everybody's doing as much as can be done to get that stuff removed. And I just wanted to make sure that whole group was not being forgotten. And I want to say hi again to Andrew and everybody that I met there in Thibodaux. And everybody that I talked to then I went to the Blue Crab, Rob Schulte from the Top Cats, and his wife Denise invited me to join them. So I drove from Thibodaux and then went right there, but because that's, you know, I'm right next door to my apartment building, West End, the Blue Crab restaurant, the Glory Roads were playing, and you know they do some 60s songs, and I remember them when I was a kid, and to me they were like one notch below the Beatles. You know, they had the big amps and they were like really popular, and the original guys are still performing today, and they do different songs from this. I mean, they do some of the classics, but like, I mean, they do things like the Bee Gees, To Love Somebody, Expressway to Your Heart by Soul Survivor. I mean, they do some different stuff from the 60s. So when you hear about the Glory Roads playing somewhere, go. And a lot of people were dancing. And it was a great afternoon. Felix was crowded, and just the whole lakefront area was really crowded yesterday. So that was a lot of fun. Ian Hoke is back from vacation. Glad to have him back. And he's got a couple of text messages.
Before I read the listener text, I got a personal text from Danny Miller, our chief engineer, who pointed out, I don't remember if we'd mentioned it. If we had, forgive me, 100% of the proceeds from the James Taylor Jackson Brown concert went to Hurricane Ida Recovery. 100%!
Danny, thank you.
To Hurricane Relief.
You know what? I took a picture of that so I would remember to say it, and I didn't mention that. But yes, 100% of the proceeds from that concert went to help people who were suffering from Hurricane Ida.
That's awesome.
They weren't making, yes, 100%. They weren't making a penny. I mean, obviously they're paying the band and the stage crew and people like that, but those two guys were not making any money on it, and all the proceeds are going to people right here in Louisiana.
I bet that feels good. I mean, to give away the money, but also just be like, you know what, I'm just going to do the concert and not think about the money. Like, disconnect the profit motive from the artistic performance. If you can do that, that's pretty cool. That feels good.
It's awesome. It's awesome that they do that. It really kind of fits the image of James Taylor and Jackson Brown. So, Danny, I'm glad you reminded us of that, because I took a picture of the video screen that showed that, and I said, you got to mention this on the air, and I forgot to. So thank you, Danny.
I have some concert texts I want to transition to in a minute, but I got to read this one from the end of last hour, and we were still talking about truckers.
Okay.
The text says, back in the 1980s, I had a CB radio and an exhibitionist girlfriend. And whenever we went out on the highway, she liked to get naked in the front seat and listen to the truck drivers talk about her. They would say, hey, pull up there next to that gray Mustang. Look what's going on in there. And she used to really enjoy that. And so did I enjoy what was going on there. Wow.
That's crazy.
Truckers.
I had a producer in my very early years in the mid-70s.
Okay.
And she told me that she enjoyed entertaining the truckers while she was driving.
Yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Here's another text that says, I drove trucks on the road for 7 years before I went into law enforcement. My truck had a bunk bed, a TV, a dorm-sized refrigerator, and a microwave. I lived in it, and I saved over $200,000.
Wow.
In the bank. Man.
The bunk bed stuff, I wouldn't want anybody on top of me.
Yeah, what do you do with two bunk beds?
Yeah, I mean, I want to be back there alone.
Why would you have a bunk bed?
I would either want to be alone or with somebody that I want to be in bed with.
Exactly.
Why would you be like the bunk bed?
Hey, baby, come sleep in my truck.
Yeah.
But
you can sleep on top of me.
Oh, I guess. Well, you know. Well, there you go. Yeah, try that. Try that out on a woman at a truck stop and see how that goes.
Want to sleep on top of me?
Hey, man, you can sleep on top if you want. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out for you. Here's a text message that says, I so enjoyed feeling normal Saturday night at the concert. James Taylor's son was a real treat to listen to with his dad. I felt so comfortable going to the Smoothie King. I bought tickets for the Doobie Brothers this Saturday. Outstanding performances by both artists.
That's cool. Yes, it was a lot of fun. All right, look, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to come back with your calls. And I do want to talk to some of you who might have been at the concert. What did you think of James Taylor and Jackson Brown? Now, I told you last week, I was looking more forward to Jackson Brown than James Taylor. But James Taylor stole my heart and soul. He was awesome. And this, of course, was one of the big hits that Jackson Brown performed. And, you know, if he didn't have that white goatee, he would look even younger. But, you know, hey, it's cool to see these guys still performing. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I think this was the last song James Taylor did in his set, but then he came back for more than one encore. It was like, again, I was really blown away by James Taylor. So, you know, the audience came to see James Taylor with the opening act Jackson Browne. And it was really a more diverse audience than one might expect, considering that both of the artists are 73 years old. There were a few fans that needed the aid of a walker. There were a few fathers with their sons or daughters who wanted to share their past with their children. And I'm sure in a few cases, there were fathers who felt like they were exposing their kids to good music compared to the crap their kids listen to today. And there were even younger couples that must have discovered the songwriting talents of these two iconic artists whose prime preceded their coming-of-age years. At one point, an older gentleman was so moved by the music of James Taylor, the song was Mexico, that he got up and he danced in the middle of the aisle on the floor. And the audience at the end of the song applauded, I think not only for James Taylor, but I think they also applauded for the gentleman whose dancing reflected that youthful spirit that still lives in boomer rockers. Prior to the concert, I openly admitted that I was more interested in seeing Jackson Browne than James Taylor. But at the end of it all, it was James Taylor who really captivated my attention. His music, his stories, his sense of humor, his ability to make the audience feel intimate and part of the concert was just extraordinary. Jackson Browne, I don't know how he skipped playing Somebody's Baby. I don't know how he skipped playing the song Stay, which was a cover of a Maurice Williams song from 1960, but that was a huge hit for Jackson Browne. And I don't think he did Tender in the Night. If he did, I just totally spaced out and I wasn't drinking or anything. So I think he missed those songs, and I wish he wouldn't have. But James Taylor just really, I would have liked to have heard James Taylor play Her Town 2, and I didn't hear that. But look, he talked about his songwriting. He talked about the reasons that he wrote the songs. And it really drew you into the lyrics and the meaning. And when he played Fire and Rain, he didn't tell a story. He just started the song. But he had already told stories about songs. So you were focusing so much on his lyrics. He played Fire and Rain. And I really intently focused on the lyrics. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. And I couldn't help but think that those lyrics meant more to me and to him and to many of you now than they did when that song was first on the radio. When he first wrote that song, he didn't have the life experiences that he has now. So to be singing, I've seen fire and I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days that would never end. Thought that it would never end. Lonely times when you could not find a friend. We've all been there. But there was a comforting and positive spirit about James Taylor. He made you feel good to be alive. And, you know, not all of his original fans were there. A close friend of mine bought tickets 2 years ago and passed away last year. He wasn't there in person, but I know that he was there in spirit with his wife, who was there. And it was a bittersweet experience for her. James Taylor mostly played acoustic guitars, but at one point he was handed, I think it was a Fender, a solid-bodied electric guitar. He looked at the guitar and he said to the audience, "This is an electric guitar." It came after the steam engine guitar and right before the horse-drawn guitar, which I thought was great. I mean, the guy had a really great sense of humor, and his self-deprecating humor was very endearing. The musicians in James Taylor's band were exceptional individuals, and collectively they were just a wonderful, wonderful band. They played rock softly without losing the sense that it's rock. And there was a tall GQ model type singing backup with James Taylor. It turned out to be his son, Henry. And you could tell that he was not just on stage because James Taylor was his father. The guy was adding to the show. He was good. And they ended the show singing a song together. And, you know, once you realize that was his son, the gestures that they made to each other during the show meant that much more. And it was obvious that his son was proud that James Taylor was his dad. James Taylor and his band left the stage. The lights were still dark. The stage crew was scurrying around the amps and the drums and the guitars and making it obvious that an encore was still to come. As the audience continued, it's nonstop applauding. The illumination of cell phone lights waving in the sky in the dark arena, James Taylor and his band returned to the stage for an encore. And then the unthinkable. A few songs and the encore was over. Without James Taylor playing You've Got a Friend. The band all gathered in front of the stage, holding hands and all bowing together. The lights came up. That is a definite end. The concert is over. When the band comes out and they hold hands and they bow, that's it. It's over. And the lights are coming up. The applause continued. And James Taylor stayed on stage. The whole band stayed on. He went around to each band member and appeared to whisper in their ear, as if to tell them, we're not leaving yet. We've got to do a little more. And JT invited his friend, Jackson Browne, to the stage, who joined James in singing a song from early in Jackson Browne's career, a song that Jackson Browne wrote with Glenn Frey when Jackson Browne was with the Eagles in the early years of his career. And James Taylor and Jackson Browne did the Eagles' early hit, Take It Easy. And the crowd loved it. And then the moment we had all been anticipating. James Taylor, joined by his wife, his son, his entire band, and Jackson Browne, performed You've Got a Friend. And as we witnessed the performing of that classic, we all felt like we had a friend on the stage, reassuring us that life was good and things were returning to normal. And that getting older and having memories is good, especially if you keep the spirit going that stays alive in you when you nourish it by going to live concerts. I did think how ironic it was that such a gifted and prolific songwriter as James Taylor had such a huge hit with a song written by another songwriter. Carole King wrote You've Got a Friend. But maybe it takes a great songwriter to really recognize a great song. I know I'm not alone when I say that I left the concert feeling very positive, but also enlightened, and once again rekindled the sense that the inevitable maturing process in life can be more of a celebration than a depressing thought. I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Craig, who's in Picayune. Hey, Craig, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I was fortunate enough to get to see James Taylor about 4 or 5 years ago. I'm like an old clock. I lose track of time. But
I do, too.
It was the Troubadour, recreation of the Troubadour concert.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what to expect, but I'm like you. I was very impressed. I just thought he was like an old violin, you know, just...
Yeah.
His voice, his playing was on time. I mean, I was just amazed, you know, at that age to be able to, you know, now I know he's not a rocker, you know, abusing his voice, but
right.
He was very impressive. It's no wonder the Beatles signed him when they did.
Yeah.
He's special.
I'm glad you had that experience. Yeah. I mean, his voice is it's James Taylor. I mean, you know, it's James Taylor.
Yeah.
And then, you know, also Jackson Browne. I mean, that was definitely Jackson Brown's voice. You know what I find, Craig, at concerts now? I find it challenging because James Taylor's staging was really, really awesome. It was very simple. I mean, there was no like, you know, I was kind of joking and saying that, you know, well, they're getting ready for the pyrotechnics part of the show. But it was really simple. But these lights came down and they made a three-dimensional effect with the screen and the setting in the background. But one thing that I'm challenged with at concerts today is paying attention to the person on stage and not just watching the video screens, because you do get all the close-ups on the video screens.
Yeah, right. It was like that in Cleveland. They had the videos all over. It was like a gondola in the middle. It's a nice venue. I can't remember the name of it, but it was really nice. But you do try to concentrate. We were close enough to actually get to see him a little bit. And but yeah, I just wanted to comment that he really was good. He was his age hasn't hindered him, yeah. And he's really his voice still sounds like
and age didn't hinder the senior citizen who was like dancing in the aisle during one of the songs. Craig, I appreciate your call and sharing that story with us. If you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. From Hammond, Jesse, you're on WWL. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good.
I'm great, man. I had a great time at the concert the other night. Just like you said, I went down there to see Jackson Browne, but I was blown away.
I know.
I really was. It surprised me as much as I love his music. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, I loved his music, too.
I'm a huge Jackson Browne fan. Yeah. But, I mean, good gracious, the whole ambiance of the whole night was, number one, let's say this, music in New Orleans again.
Yes.
Live concerts.
Yes.
I mean, come on. How long has it been?
It almost doesn't matter who's on stage. I mean, there's that factor.
Like, oh, my God, it's so great, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean,
going back down and having such a good time.
And we're with other people, you know. We're, like, having this collective experience
and sitting
together.
Sitting there next to people I didn't even know and just singing next to them. We're staring at each other, singing lyrics to each other. It's just so much fun.
You know,
I'm 61, so I'm not old, but I'm not young. So, you know, I mean, but, you know, 73 and performing, doing what they did that night. I mean, for how long? 7:30 to 11:30?
Yeah, they
went on. I mean,
they did
a great show together and then came out together. I had the best time. My wife and I just had a fabulous time together that night.
Well, good.
I missed that in New Orleans. I really do.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it to come back.
It's one of the things that I miss most about the pandemic. In fact, I talked about it during the pandemic when things were shut down and we were talking about the things that we miss the most. And I said, I miss most going to concerts because, you know, there's the anticipation of going to the concert. And then you're there and you're sharing this experience with all these other people. And then there's the feeling that you get when you leave and the memories that you have, like today, you know, we're reliving it.
I'm listening to you today and we're talking about everything that's been going on. It's like, oh my gosh, this moment, that moment. It's so great because the last concert I was at was in 2019 in Dallas.
I thought it was also cool that James Taylor came out and did a couple of songs with Jackson Browne.
I thought that was outstanding.
Yeah.
I think I saw him on TV do that once. And then, but they did it the other night was fantastic. And then a lot of people don't know that James Taylor helped Glenn Frey write Take It Easy. You know, he helped co-write that song with the Eagles.
Jackson Browne.
Jackson Browne.
He was
people don't know that.
In the early years, Jackson Browne was with the Eagles. Yeah. In the very early years,
Unbelievable, man. It was so fun. It was so much fun. So,
Jesse, thank you for
you. My wife and I were talking about you, but we didn't see you. So,
all right. Well, thank you for thank you for sharing the moment with us.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. And by the way, today's my birthday, so I'm
happy birthday, Jesse.
61 today, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Beautiful birthday.
You know, remember, you don't have to act your age. Always remember that.
No, I never act my age. Hell,
that's cool. And James Taylor and Jackson Browne kind of proved that over the weekend as well. The lyrics to the songs, though, James Taylor was a true poet. And they were video images and pictures in the background, and the opening of the show was phenomenal, showing James Taylor in the past and showing other people singing his songs. And anyway, it was a great, great experience. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Look, let's remember also that, you know, I mean, James Taylor was a hippie. I mean, I guess in some ways he's still a hippie. And his, you know, the message in his songs, it's about peace and it's about love and it's about life. And again, these songs were so descriptive and so relatable when he wrote them that I can't help but think about how much more relatable they are today, you know, about life that we've lived. I mean, for James Taylor to sing these songs now, it must mean more to him now than it did then. And for me and for us to hear them now with the things that we've gone through in our lives, again, a song as simple as Fire and Rain. I've seen lonely times that I thought would never end. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end and lonely times that I thought would never end. We've all been there. Man, when I first heard that song, when I was playing that song on the radio as a young DJ, you know, I'm just rocking and rolling. I'm playing, hey, this is a nice ballad. This is a nice song. But I didn't really think about that. But Saturday night, I did. And I'm sure that there are concerts that you have been to that you went knowing that you would enjoy it. I mean, you bought tickets. You decided you were going to go see somebody. But that they were even better than you thought. And I'll tell you, somebody else who just really absolutely blew me away. I mean, I thought, oh, they're going to be good. No, they were awesome. Michael Bublé. And in a way, he brought the same thing to the audience that James Taylor did, which is exactly the thing that Eric Clapton did not bring to the audience, which is an invitation to be part of the show, an invitation to mentally and emotionally be part of the songs. And I just, I thought it was phenomenal. So I enjoyed James Taylor much more than I thought I would. I didn't want him to leave the stage. If you want to join us, the Oaken Art Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. You had a text you wanted to share with me? Okay.
Yeah, I had a couple texts here. Here's one that says, you didn't mention Mark Broussard at Rockin' Bowl this past Friday night. Opening act was Zeta. From New Orleans. It was an amazing night of music. Great to have shows back in NOLA.
Yeah, look, Mark Broussard is great. I can't mention everybody, and I'm not trying to leave anybody out. Zeta is a really good band. I saw them. They opened up for Cowboy Mouth last weekend, and I met them. I'm blown away by this band. I mean, this is a really well-defined rock band. I mean, they're a cover band, but they are a rock band. And they do stuff that not every band does. So if you get a chance to see Zeta, Z-I-T-A, check them out. Let's go to Justin and Gentile. Hey, Justin, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, Scoot. I'm loving the show. Quickly to the music.
Yeah.
I'm very happy that you got to see your concert. That's really cool. Now, I don't know if you knew this, but the great band Psychedelic Furs is playing Tipitina's this Saturday night. And the show is sold out. And two of my friends are going, and they call me and tell me, oh, we got tickets to Psychedelic Furs. I said, you never told me that. I can't go see the concert.
Well, you know, what kind of friends are these? Whether they like your face that they've got tickets and you don't.
They're good friends. But, you know, they're, apparently what I heard is the tickets sold out in like an hour.
Well, and Psychedelic Furs—they've got a lot of fans.
I've never heard of them other coming to New Orleans before. I've never heard of them coming once before.
I'm sure they have, but that's one of those bands that has just a really strong cult following.
Yeah, but you had a good time at the concert the other night with James Taylor, right?
I did. It was nice. I mean, I really enjoyed it. He really brought me into it. It was relaxing, but it was just a lot of fun.
Well, I like Jackson Browne and James Taylor. James Taylor is kind of boring for me, but Jackson Browne is cool.
Justin, that's what I thought. That's exactly what I thought going into the concert, and the opposite turned out to be true. I found Jackson Browne to be a little on the basic side, and James Taylor was just much more engaging and compelling than I thought he was going to be.
Justin, I'm so happy you got to see a concert. That's what makes me happy.
Well, yeah, it's cool. I mean, I saw Eric Clapton recently, and you know, yeah. So, I'm getting out there, and then we got the Doobie Brothers coming up this week, and Chicago's coming to Biloxi soon, and I may try to make a trip over there and hit that one. I'm going to play this song for you because Jackson Browne didn't, but this was a cover of a remake of a Maurice Williams song from 1960. That this was a big hit for Jackson Browne, but he didn't play it. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. It's been fun talking about the experience of going to James Taylor. And again, this is another one of those examples of a concert with baby boomer artists that are showing that it's like it's still cool to be doing what we used to do a long time ago, which is they're performing and we're still going to concerts. Which is fun. It keeps you alive. It makes you just feel really good. All right, coming up next, it's the second guest show, an expanded edition with Bobby Hebert, Mike Dottilier, live from the Silver Slipper Casino on the beautiful beaches in Hancock County. They'll go until 7:30. Coach's show is off this week. LSU beat Florida 49-42. I'm sorry, yeah, 49-42. Exciting game. LSU wins it. I told you, take LSU in the points. And then the Saints are in Seattle this coming weekend. So they'll be talking about that coming up next on the second guest show. Join me on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. Scoot on the Air. Just become a subscriber there. We'll give you a notice every time we post something. Also, Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram. I want to thank our program director, brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, assistant brand manager, program director, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. And thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.